It's Monday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is the 5th of June, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend. And we got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Hey, Prime subscribers! Might be getting a little perk coming your way. That's right, Amazon might be planning to offer Prime subscribers free cell phone service. At least according to Bloomberg, anyways. Now, of course, this will be starting out in the U.S. We don't know if it's going to go worldwide or not. But apparently, Amazon is talking with multiple U.S.-based carriers. Now, right now, we're hearing anything from free to maybe $10 a month, just for Prime customers. However, though, according to Bloomberg, talks have only been going on for about 6 to 8 weeks now. And definitely nothing's in concrete, so this could still be scrapped. As far as what service that may be offered, again, no details. It may be the same level of service that you can already get through, say, AT&T or T-Mobile, or it may be something completely different. Wouldn't be the first time a company's teamed up with a carrier. Apple Music, Disney Plus, at least stateside, yeah, that kind of comes to mind already. For now, we're just gonna have to wait back and see if this crap goes forward or if it gets flushed. Hey, Fitbit users, got a Google account? Well, now you'll be able to log in with it, at least starting tomorrow. Something we knew that was going to be coming. Yes, all Fitbit users now have the option to log into their accounts using their Google credentials. This is all because of their purchase, spending $2.1 billion, by the way, for the wearable maker. Google says it will enable the option for people who move their Fitbit device to their Google account. Then users will have the opportunity to tweak their data when making the move over with their Google credentials. However, though, yeah, you're going to have to make the move sooner or later. Because according to Google, by 2025, even though we didn't get a month or an exact date, Google will actually stop supporting Fitbit accounts. And finally, Cortana is dying, but just the app. Yeah, those of you that actually use Cortana, it will still continue. However, though, you better get used to Windows Copilot, because apparently that's what Copilot was all about. Yes, we got a new support document out there on the World Wide Web, actually care of Windows Central, that Microsoft says they will stop supporting the standalone Cortana app for Windows in late 2023. So yeah, just around the corner. It's been a while since Cortana's been around, though, back in 2014. Can you believe it? It's been 9 years. And, of course, was the company's answer to Siri, or even Alexa. Never did quite live up to that hype, though, did it? Microsoft eventually scaled back Cortana, even discontinued its Android and iOS apps back in 2021. So this was definitely a sign of things to come. It also has a lot to do with AI. Yep, it can't go a single podcast anymore without at least mentioning it. And now that AI is deeply integrated in a part of Windows 11, putting it right next to that Copilot tool in the platform sidebar, you can pretty much see the end for Cortana. Now, Cortana itself still exists, but one has to wonder, with the direction that Microsoft's going right now, just how much longer will it be? Hey, got yourself a story? No one else is listening. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the news show. If you love what we do, consider heading to patreon.com/BTN News today. And for those who want to support us at $5 a month or more, you get the weekend edition of the news show exclusively for you. Don't forget to check out the BTN Network. That is, of course, where the news show, the Mac Show, and the Big Show is hosted over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But definitely pop on by and join the BTN community today at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We will be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.